Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Come, come, Christine. We haven't got all day.
Just give me a second, okay? My pantyhose are all bunched up.
She's a snippy scissors today.
So, are you some kind of a war nut?
No, but I did serve my country. I was in the Royal Air Force.
You were a pilot?
A tailor.
Oh, Christine, look at you. Oh, I mean, I realize the dress isn't even finished yet, but you're going to look like a princess.
I am going to throw up. This dress is so tight, there's not enough room in here for both me and the celery stalk I had for lunch.
Nonsense, it fits perfectly. Look for yourself.
I'm telling you, I can't breathe, I can't move, I don't care. Oh, Mr. Finn. Oh, it's gorgeous, I love it.
Thank you.
Now, if I can just get enough oxygen to get through the ceremony.
Well, if you're that uncomfortable, maybe you should let it out a bit.
If you have the breath to say, I do, it fits.
And I do. Well, I just have a couple of questions. The buttons really are pinching just a little bit in the back, and my hem.
Shall we talk girdles?
Mildred. Christine, it's your mother. Hey, Mildred, how's the weather down there in Kentucky? You're kidding.
Hello, Mother. It's Christine. Did you speak to the florist? Oh, no. Oh, no!
What?
The roses arrived for the wedding, and they're white.
What color are they supposed to be?
Off-white. No, Mother. No, it's okay. I'll be there in a few hours anyway. I'll take care of it myself. Can you believe that stupid florist?
I know, honey. I ought to be taken before the florist board and publicly deflowered.
Don't make something I'm upset about seem silly.
What difference does it make, Christine? I don't think people go to a wedding to look at flowers anyway.
Then why did we spend $2,000 to have them?
I don't know. I don't know why people aren't paying for their own drinks.
Oh. Hey, look, this is my first wedding, and in all probability, my last. Though the odds change with every word that comes out of your mouth. I want everything to be right.
And it will be, honey. Just relax. You're so tense.
Maybe that's because our wedding is in less than a week, and I feel like I'm planning this entire thing by myself.
Sweetheart, every woman feels like that about a wedding.
Gee, I wonder why.
I don't know why.
I'll get it.
Are you sure?
Hello, Mr. Thin. It is. The lace and the beadwork and everything. Well, you are fast. Are you sure that the buttons are reinforced? I don't want them popping off during the ceremony.
Tell him after's okay.
I'm going to Kentucky, and I won't be back until Monday. I guess I'll have to pick up the dress then. Great. Bye.
Christine, if you want, I can pick up your wedding dress for you.
Oh, that's very sweet, Hayden. But after this is over, don't you want to be able to say you did absolutely nothing?
Jeez, Christine, I'm trying. Now, do you want me to pick up your dress or not?
Actually, that would be very helpful.
Then consider it done. Where do I have to go?
Minneapolis.
They won't mail it, huh? I'll go to Minneapolis.
Hey, Kurtcha.
Hey, Debbie.
Christine, you ready to go to the airport?
Yes, Stauber. And thank you for being so generous with your time.
Well, hey, no problem. I know Coach is busy enough with the wedding plans. He could use some help.
The tailor's name and address are on a note on the refrigerator. Don't you worry about your tux. I arranged to have it delivered. If the photographer calls, tell him that I mailed the check yesterday, and the travel agent will leave all of the tickets here tomorrow. If you have any questions, you can call me in Kentucky. I left the number on your desk.
Oh, wait a minute. Come on. Don't I get a kiss and a hug?
Okay, I'll come to you.
Ooh, I'm gonna miss that.
Keep it up and you'll miss a lot more than that.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah, everything's fine, Dobbs. She's just overwhelmed with the marriage and everything. You know, I'm trying to help all I can. There's only so much I can do.
Enter.
You Mr. Thin?
Thin, with a D. And you are?
Hayden Fox. Christine Armstrong's fiancé.
Oh, yes, the football supervisor. Your team is called the Screaming Seagulls, I believe. Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm here to pick up Christine's dress, because there's a million things to do before the wedding. She and I are a team. She does some jobs, and I do other jobs, and I'm just trying to help her out as best I can.
Had a fight, did you?
Yeah, could you kind of hurry it up? Because I want to get home before the Vikings game starts.
Oh, yes, the Screaming Vikings. I once saw some football on TV. I didn't really care for it.
Well, you're English.
Well, you know. It's not rugby football, is it? What with all the padding and the helmets and the cups? Well, there's not all that at risk, is it? You know, I find it really rather silly.
I find England really rather silly. Did you just get the dress?
Don't be snide about England. That's my country.
Well, don't take a shot at football. That's my game. Jeez, I don't know what we're arguing about. Just get the stupid dress.
I beg your pardon, but I've been working night and day for 3.5 weeks on that stupid dress, and I have got thimble sores.
Gee, it must make it difficult to pick up finger sandwiches. Would you just hurry the hell up? I think I'm getting a case of lace poisoning.
Now you're insulting my whole profession.
Not insulting anything. Jeez, why are you so sensitive?
I'm not sensitive. I just don't appreciate disparaging remarks about what I do for a living.
Well, I gotta tell you something, Cindy. You're a guy who makes dresses for a living. You have to expect a little trouble.
Now you are questioning my manhood.
I'm not questioning anything.
You know, you Americans think that you've got the market cornered when it comes to machismo. Well, I'll have you know that we English are every bit as rough and tumble and manly as you Yanks. Here's your dress.
Well, I don't know what you're getting so hot and bothered about. I never said the English weren't real men. Well, take a look at this guy here on the wall. That's the toughest mug as you'll ever want to see.
That's the Queen Mum, you pig! Get out!
Hey, guys.
Hey, there you are. He's just getting ready to start. Yeah. Is that the dress?
Yeah, I gotta go to the bathroom. Tell me what happened.
We will.
Have you seen the dress? Let's take a peek.
Isn't it bad luck to look at a dress for a wedding?
Now, that's for the groom. Best man can look at the bride's underwear if he wants to.
Oh, wow. Boy. Shh. Look at this.
Wow, that's pretty.
Even Christine gonna look great in this.
Yeah.
Shh,
hey, they're returning the kickoff. Look.
Wow. Go.
Come on, baby. Up the field.
Hey.
Up the field.
Go get him.
Come on.
Yes, go get him.
What's this doing? Huh? Come on.
You saw the dress. Bad luck. Bad luck.
What the hell's happened?
The dress caught fire.
I can see that! What the hell are you doing?
I wasn't doing nothing. I was just looking at it.
And it burst into flames?
Oh, I think it sparked from up here.
Man, what? I'd leave it out here with you guys.
I can get it out. I can get it out.
You can't get it out. It's destroyed. You can't fix it. How am I going to explain this?
Well, maybe you should just call Christina Kentucky and tell her the truth.
Tell her the truth? She's going to kill me. She'll kill me.
Wait,
she'll kill me.
Settle down. Come on. It's not that big a deal. Let's just burn the cabin down. That way it's nobody's fault.
It's better than a truth idea. Keep going.
Hey, maybe if we take it back to that guy that made it, he could fix it.
Nah, he hates me. Back to the fire idea.
Oh, gee.
Hey, why don't we spray paint white? It's got a hole in it.
We'll spackle it.
I still think you ought to tell Christine the truth.
Would you shut up with your crazy ideas?
Well, if you don't do that, then you gotta take it back to the guy that made it. It seems to me that the dressmaker is our only hope. Maybe he can remake the dress.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we got a shot at this, huh? Then he can stop hating me long enough to fix the dress before Christine gets back tomorrow morning.
You know, Hayden, I'll tell you, I don't normally say this, but I think we're going to come out of this. For some reason, I'm feeling totally positive.
Luther! Yeah,
like that's going to make a bigger problem.
Hello.
Here to see Mr. Thind.
Fine. But tonight, you must refer to him as Lieutenant Thind. We're having an RAF reunion.
Uh-huh.
Lieutenant, you have some guests.
Hey, Sarge, how you doing there, huh?
Oh, no, the ugly American. Have you returned to disparage more of the things that England holds dear?
No, I came to ask you for a favor.
Oh, my God! That's the dress I made for Miss Armstrong.
Yeah, it got a little damaged.
A little damaged? I thought that we British were the masters of understatement. This is a bloody mess. What do you expect me to do?
Well, I was hoping you could fix it. You can, can't you?
You've got to be joking. One minute you insult my country, my queen, my profession, and my manhood, and the very next moment you ask me to get you out of a sticky wicket.
Yeah, well, I'm in a huge wicket. You see, Christine doesn't know anything about this, and if she finds out, I mean, she's going to die. I mean, you're the only one that can help me. Hey, look, this afternoon, when I made that crack about the queen mother, I swear I didn't know she wasn't a man.
Goodbye.
No, wait a minute. I'll pay you anything you want.
Look, it has nothing to do with compensation. It has to do with the fact that I don't like you.
Mr. Tim, I'm desperate. I can understand you not wanting to do this for me, but you gotta do it for Christine. She wanted this to be a storybook wedding. Your dress was to be a big part of that, or at least it was. Please, I'm begging you. Christine deserves this.
Well, I'm fond of Miss Armstrong.
Yeah, and like I said, that's who you'd be doing it for. A lot of people do things for Christine that can't stand me.
And you're right, she deserves a splendid wedding. After all, her married life won't be a picnic. I'll do it.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. God bless the Queen. God bless the Beatles. God bless everybody. See you tomorrow at 9.
Why? Are we meeting for breakfast?
No, that's what time I'm going to pick up the dress. Christine's plane doesn't get in till 11.
Oh! This dress can be finished by tomorrow. It's completely impossible.
Wait a minute. What do you mean impossible? I may not be an authority on British history, but I happen to know that you fellas built one of the greatest empires in the history of the world. And you didn't do it by saying things were impossible. You withstood Hitler in World War II. You defeated the Spanish Armada in 1588. You beat back Napoleon at Waterloo, and you're telling me that the collective resources of the British Empire can't fix a wedding dress by tomorrow morning?
Sad, isn't it?
There's my lovely bride.
Hello, Luther.
Huh? How was Wedding Central?
Oh, unbelievable. I fired the florist and the flautist. You wouldn't believe the level of incompetence that I have been dealing with. I ordered 3 swans and 200 chairs, and what do you think I got instead?
You're kidding.
Unless we can sit on the swans, we have a big problem. I would give anything if just one thing about this wedding would go right. Which reminds me, I want to make sure my dress is right. Where is it?
Oh, bye-bye. Take it easy.
What was that all about?
Oh, nothing. They just probably knew that we wanted to be alone.
Hayden.
Okay. They knew I wanted to talk to you.
About what?
The wedding.
What's wrong?
Well, what's wrong, Christine, is I think it's become too much about things. You know, it's all about swans and caterers and florists and flautists. You know, I think I'm really afraid that, well, we're losing track of what's important, you know, honey? I mean, none of that stuff, it's just window dressing. It doesn't really mean anything.
Something happened to my dress. Something happened to my dress. That's why you're suddenly deep.
Gee, Christine, if you can see through me that easily, where the hell's the mystery? I mean, what kind of journey of discovery are we going to have if you know everything before we get there?
God, how bad is it?
Bad.
What happened?
Well, yeah, I brought the dress home. Instead of taking it into the bedroom, I left it out here in the living room, and Luther was here. He was looking at it, and the spark jumped out of the fireplace, and
Oh, no, he burned my dress!
Oh, well, a little bit. And then he tried to put it out with a soot brush and prune juice. Oh. And then I took it to Mr. Thin, and he said there wasn't enough time to fix it. Oh, Christina, only thing I can say is I'm sorry.
Oh. Where is it? I want to see him.
No, I don't think you do.
I want to see the dress.
We tried to fix it. We spray painted the blue and the black spots, and then we spackled the hole. I know how crushed you are, man. I don't blame you.
Oh, how could you let this happen?
It was an accident. I didn't do it on purpose.
This is just unbelievable. You know how much that dress meant to me.
I know, and I'm sorry. If there's any way I could fix it, believe me, I would.
There is. You can help me call 105 people and tell them the wedding is off.
Well, what are you talking about?
How do you expect me to get married without a dress?
Jeez, Christine, I'm not marrying a dress. I'm marrying you. We can get married in blue jeans for all I care.
Oh, that would be great. We could have a hoedown wedding. We could get married on horseback. We can have Franks and Beans at the reception.
Well, that would be fine with me. No, I gotta tell you, I think what I said is true. What matters, honey, is the commitment we're making to each other, not what we're wearing, not what color the flowers are. All that other stuff is nonsense.
Oh, well, I'm sorry if I just wanted to make our wedding perfect.
Well, I'm sorry, too. It's not perfect. Look at you. You're nuts. You're making me nuts. You're the one that taught me about priorities, Christine. What the hell are the priorities here? The wedding or the marriage?
Well, the marriage, obviously.
Well, that's what I think it is. That's what I think the priority is. But what the hell we've been talking about for the last 5 months? I think we're losing track of what's important here. I know how much that dress meant to you. And believe me, I take full responsibility for the fact that it is completely ruined. Although it is not my fault. Honey, we'll go out tomorrow morning and we'll get you another dress. It won't be your dream dress, but you'll be beautiful. It'll be beautiful. You'll be beautiful because you're in it, honey. The next weekend, if the flowers aren't right, or if the cake is dry, or the champagne's flat, who gives a damn? As long as you say I do, it's gonna be the happiest day of my life.
Do you really mean that?
Yeah.
Oh, Hayden. I can't believe this. You know, it seems like The whole time we've been together, you've always been the one to go off the deep end, and I've always been the one pulling you back. I can't believe how the tables have turned. Do you have any idea how it makes me feel to hear you say things like that? Oh, God, I love you.
Well, sure. I've turned into you.